Governor Josh Shapiro visited the YWCA for Carlisle and Cumberland County on Monday, where he highlighted the nearly doubled state funding for rape crisis centers included in this year's approved budget. From our news partner, WITF, Katie Knoll has more.
Pennsylvania's 47 rape crisis centers will receive $24 million under the new state budget. They have staff members who accompany sexual assault survivors to hospital visits and police stations and provide therapy and legal guidance. The centers also offer education on prevention and consent. Shapiro says the additional funding will help crisis centers expand services, including staff training and maintaining 24/7 support hotlines.
I've always been deeply humbled by the strength of your commitment and the power of your advocacy. It's been a privilege to fight alongside you to protect survivors of sexual assault.
Shapiro says it was a bipartisan effort to pass this year's budget, but more work remains. He calls on state Senate Republicans to advance legislation that would open up a 2-year window for adult survivors to sue their abusers in court. In Carlisle, I'm Katie Knoll.
After Philadelphia hosted the nation's principal semi-quincentennial celebrations, FIFA World Cup matches, and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, city leaders gathered Monday to discuss how global relationships translate into local jobs and investments. Mayor Sherelle Parker pointed to Philadelphia's FIFA Fan Festival at Lemon Hill as an example of how international events can reshape perceptions of a city.
They came for soccer, but they stayed for Philadelphia. They experienced the warmth of our neighborhoods, the pride of our people, and the unmistakable spirit of our city. They came to experience our history, but they left believing in our future, and that's what happens when our city believes in itself.
The festival drew more than 500,000 visitors over its 39-day run. Delaware is reporting its first measles case in more than a decade. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
According to the Delaware Division of Public Health, the person who tested positive is an unvaccinated adult male in Kent County. Extensive contact tracing is ongoing to identify anyone exposed. Possible exposures will be contacted to confirm they've been vaccinated and to advise on treatment when necessary. The Division of Public Health recommends that the public confirm the vaccination status of themselves and their children. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
And in sports, the Phillies defeated the Dodgers 10-7 yesterday. The teams will play again tonight.